236. O thou my God, who guidest the seeker to the pathway that leadeth aright, who deliverest the lost and blinded soul out of the wastes of perdition, thou who bestowest upon the sincere great bounties and favours, who guardest the frightened within thine impregnable refuge, who answerest from thine all-highest horizon the cry of those who cry out unto thee. Praised be thou, O my Lord. Thou hast guided the distracted out of the death of unbelief, and hast brought those who draw nigh unto thee to the journey's end, and hast rejoiced the assured among thy servants by granting them their most cherished desires, and hast from thy kingdom of beauty opened before the faces of those who yearn after thee the gates of reunion, and hast rescued them from the fires of deprivation and loss, so that they hastened unto thee and gained thy presence and arrived at thy welcoming door, and received of gifts an abundant share. O my Lord, they thirsted, thou didst lift to their parched lips the waters of reunion. O tender one, bestowing one, thou didst calm their pain with the balm of thy bounty and grace, and didst heal their ailments with the sovereign medicine of thy compassion. O Lord, make firm their feet on thy straight path, make wide for them the needle's eye, and cause them, dressed in royal robes, to walk in glory for ever and ever. Verily thou art the generous, the ever-giving, the precious, the most bountiful. There is none other God but thee, the mighty, the powerful, the exalted, the victorious. O my spiritual loved ones, praised be to God, ye have thrust the veils aside and recognized the compassionate beloved, and have hastened away from this abode to the placeless realm. Ye have pitched your tents in the world of God, and to glorify him, the self-subsistent, ye have raised sweet voices and sung songs that pierce the heart. Well done, a thousand times well done, for ye have beheld the light made manifest, and in your reborn beings ye have raised the cry, Blessed be the Lord, the best of all creators. Ye were but babes in the womb, then were ye sucklings, and from a precious breast ye drew the milk of knowledge. Then came ye to your full growth and won salvation. Now is the time for service and for servitude unto the Lord. Release yourselves from all distracting thoughts. Deliver the message with an eloquent tongue. Adorn your assemblages with praise of the beloved, till bounty shall descend in overwhelming floods and dress the world in fresh greenery and blossoms. This streaming bounty is even the counsels, admonitions, instructions, and injunctions of Almighty God. O ye my loved ones, the world is wrapped in the thick darkness of open revolt, and swept by a whirlwind of hate. It is the fires of malevolence that have cast up their flames to the clouds of heaven. It is a blood-drenched flood that rolleth across the plains and down the hills, and no one on the face of the earth can find any peace. Therefore must the friends of God engender that tenderness which cometh from heaven, and bestow love in the Spirit upon all humankind. With every soul must they deal according to the divine counselings and admonitions. To all must they show forth kindness and good faith. To all must they wish well. They must sacrifice themselves for their friends and wish good fortune to their foes. They must comfort the ill-natured and treat their oppressors with loving kindness. They must be as refreshing water to the thirsty, and to the sick a swift remedy, a healing balm to those in pain, and a solace to every burdened heart. They must be a guiding light to those who have gone astray, a sure leader for the lost. They must be seeing eyes to the blind, hearing ears to the deaf, and to the dead eternal life, and to the despondent joy forever. Let them willingly subject themselves to every just king, and to every generous ruler be good citizens. Let them obey the government and not meddle in political affairs, but devote themselves to the betterment of character and behaviour, and fix their gaze upon the light of the world.